A homily on Palm Sunday is traditionally brief to allow that passion narrative to speak for itself. But perhaps one point we can meditate upon is if we look at the character of Barabbas. And we have this scene where Pilate asks the crowd, who do they want to release? You have this revolutionary and a criminal Barabbas and Jesus Christ who's innocent. And they call out to free Barabbas, the revolutionary. The name Barabbas, Bar means son of. Abba means father. So his name means the son of the father, which applies to each one of us. By our baptism, we become adopted sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. You know, we're the revolutionaries because every time we sin, we rebel against God and against his commandments. And we were the ones who were set free while the innocent one was punished and given the punishment that we deserve. There's no one who has sacrificed as much for us as Jesus Christ has. And there's no sacrifice that's so relevant to our daily lives. You know, every day we commit sin. And so the forgiveness that we need each and every day is what flows from the cross of Calvary. And every time we grow in holiness or have the grace to avoid sin or unite our will to the will of our Father, that's the grace that comes from Calvary. And if we do attain the glory of heaven, every moment that we'll enjoy and joy and happiness in eternity, beholding the face of God, comes to us as the fruit of Calvary. And this Mass that we offer today is again the sacrifice of Calvary offered for our sake. We don't hear in the gospel account what Barabbas does after he's freed. But perhaps that's a question we need to ask ourselves. You know, what do we do once we're freed from the effects of our sin? Do we turn away and go about our lives and just live however we want? Or do we turn to Jesus, the one who's brought us that forgiveness, the one who has brought us so many abundant graces, the one who has the power to bring us to eternal life? And do we cling to him? And are we willing to follow him on the road to Calvary? And so as we reflect on this passion account and as we enter into the sacrifice of the Mass, you know, we are the sons and daughters of God. We are Barabbas. How do we respond to what the Lord has done for our sake?